And now, young Widder Brown. Convalescing after her serious operation at Health Center Hospital, Ellen Brown surprised herself at her sharp treatment of Louise Simpson, the rich widow who was taking every advantage of Ellen in her efforts to get Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, to marry her. And now, a little later, Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young surgeon who saved Ellen's life and about whom Louise made several threatening, veiled insinuations, comes in to find Ellen smiling to herself, and Allison says,
"You've either swallowed a canary, Ellen, or you're just basking in general happiness."
"Which is it?"
"A little of both. I didn't swallow a canary, Allison. That implies I'm a cat." "Well, actually, I'm a canary, and she's the cat. And I bit her." "Canaries don't bite." "Nipped her, then, and told her to go away. Her being Mrs. Louise Simpson."
"How did you know?"
"Because I saw her come out of this room in high dudgeon. When I saw her come in, I was going to run interference, but I guess that wasn't necessary at all, was it?"
"No, Allison, not at all. I indulged myself in all the privileges connected with being ill. I just said I didn't want her here and to get out."
"What has she done to annoy you?"
"Tried to make mischief, which I think is such a vicious thing to do. So unfair."
"How'd you try?"
"I'll embarrass you if I tell you."
"I don't embarrass her easily, Ellen."
"Oh, with some nonsense about you and Anthony."
"Really? That's rather preposterous, isn't it? I've only known Anthony Loring a short while."
"Well, Louise is preposterous."
"Too idle. That's what happens when you haven't enough to do."
"Yes, it's what happens, too, when you've sublimated your personality so long.
Louise always was timid and put upon. No one ever knew the depths of real mischief she has.
It can be troublesome."
"Yes. But I think I know how to handle Louise now. I didn't before. When can I go home?"
"You put that question in fast, didn't you?"
"Yes. I wanted you to be unprepared for it."
"And I was."
"But there's no answer."
"Not yet. I have to talk it over with Anthony. Find out from him how much you're to be trusted. I don't want you going back home and rushing into high gear."
"All right, I won't, I promise. But I think I should get home soon, Allison. I don't want the reins to be out of my hands too long. Mariah Hawkins is running my tea room for me and doing an admirable job, but at the same time, I have to relieve her of the extra burden. Suppose you say
Monday."
"Good."
"Good? That's terrific, Ellen. That's more than you can expect from anyone. And you've been very off-hand about it."
"I'm sorry. I'm ungrateful. But I feel so well, Allison. So perfectly wonderful."
"All right, don't spoil it. Suppose we say definitely Monday, and we go home for lunch."
"Oh, bless you. I want to start giving a few parties for you, Allison, to meet my friends and to enjoy Simpsonville, as it really is. There's Bruce Weldon, who's so nice."
"You're not going to do any entertaining for some time to come, my sweet."
"Allison."
"And if I stay in Simpsonville, it isn't to meet lots of people. It's to relax and enjoy myself once more. Peacefully. Safely."
"Safely?"
"Yes. Safely."
"That's just a strange word. You hunt it?
Who's after you?" I don't think I'll tell you that yet, Ellen."
"Oh. I was just joking, Allison. I'm not quizzing you on your past. I wouldn't dream of that."
"I know.
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 Someday, I'm proved that you want to confide in me, Allison."
"Perhaps you won't be. I can be a sorry sight once I begin feeling sorry for myself. Now then, has your doctor been in to see you?" "The doctor who's really taking care of me."
"Anthony, yes. He fled when Louise arrived."
"I'll send him in and tell him you routed the enemy. I'll tell him, too, about your going home."
"Oh, fine.
By the way, those temples couldn't be sweeter. So me and her husband are having me for dinner again tonight."
"Oh, I knew we'd get on famously with them."
"I wonder if Maureen trusts me."
"How do you mean?"
"I don't know. I feel a certain need of restraint with Noreen."
"Has she said anything to you about it?"
"No.
But you'll get to know Noreen's mood. When you really know her, it's nothing to be concerned about. She isn't a Simpsonville person herself, so, of course, she's that much more jealous of newcomers. You see what I mean? She's making herself the old guard."
"Oh, well, if that's all it is. I was afraid it might be something more definite. Let me go and find Anthony for you. Bye for now."
"Goodbye, Allison. And come back yourself to visit when you're free. I like to talk with you."
"I will. After dinner, perhaps."
if the Temples send me home early.
But after dinner, as the late twilight settles down into darkness, it is Anthony Loring who sits with Ellen, concealing from her the thoughts that are disturbing him, until Ellen herself now says,
"You're concerned about something, Anthony. What is it?"
"I'm not concerned about a thing, Ellen. What makes you say that?"
"Just your air of preoccupation. You haven't been listening to anything I've said. I know by your answer."
"I'm sorry."
"You're not worried about me, are you? You're not keeping anything from me."
No. You're making a wonderful recovery.
Isn't it good? You know, I feel so terribly lucky that every once in a while I wonder if I'm dreaming all the good part and I'm going to wake up to heaven knows what.
No, you're not dreaming.
Allison was amused at the way I got rid of Louise Simpson. Oh, Louise is a dreadful little person, Anthony. Isn't that awful for me to say?
Not if it's true, and it seems to be true.
She wanted to stir me up, even when I was ill. That seems so unjust, Anthony, for her to want to do that. She wanted to make me think that Allison was becoming attracted to you.
Louise has a rare gift for mischief. We should know that. Already we've had enough experience of that kind from her.
Yeah, that's true.
And certainly, if she sees a friendship developing between you and Allison, she's going to fight it. Louise is envious and jealous by nature.
Well, I wouldn't want her to hurt Allison. Allison began to tell me something about herself, but she stopped. She's afraid of someone or something. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
She said she wanted to stay in Simpsonville because she felt safe here. So I joked a little and asked her who she was running from or something like that. She's hiding from something. From someone, Anthony.
Yes.
You do know something about it.
When I said I didn't know anything, I meant I didn't know from her. She never said anything to me.
Well, who did that?
I had a letter today from old Dr. Humphrey.
Oh.
She wrote him, it seems, as soon as she knew how successful your operation was. Gave him a report. Then told him that she wanted to stay here for a while. His letter to me was by way of putting her in my care.
Well?
No details, but obviously something went wrong somewhere, sometime.
Yes, I guess.
And old Humphreys, after all his apologies for not being here to take care of you, were finished, went on at great length about Allison.
What do you think it is, dear, her trouble?
Well, I think a man. It usually is, you know.
Yes, but what kind of man and who? Husband, brother, sweetheart?
The $64 question, dear. Of course, there's this angle for you and me to consider.
What angle?
Are we going to get mixed up again with something we'll regret?
Anthony.
It's just the point.
Well, not a very good one, dear. Allison Shaw has just given me back my life, my happiness, my world. If I can help her...
Don't get excited. It's not good for you to get excited or angry with me.
Well, I'm not doing either one, Anthony.
I merely mentioned...
Just a second, dear. That may be the children. They phone me at this time every night. Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Brown. I beg your pardon. I don't understand you. Well, I don't know what you're saying. Could you speak a little clearer? Allison? No, she isn't here. She... Hello? Well, then hung up.
What is it, Ellen?
A strange sounding voice. A man who sounded as though he'd been drinking.
What did he say?
He asked for Allison. He wanted to know if she was here. Allison, that was the thing. The rest of his words were blurred, except Allison.
Hmm.
Well, who could it be, Anthony? What could it be?
What does this strange telephone call mean for young Widder Brown?